Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Yeah, yeah. And yo, Black, it's time, word. Bird's timing. It's time, man. All right, man. Begin.
Hour number two, Ben and Woods, Tuesday morning. We've got Skip Schumacher coming up at 7:35. Manager of the Miami Marlins. By the way, congratulations to the Miami Heat heading to the NBA Finals.
Watched the majority of that game last
game
night.
Game 7 win.
Yeah.
Won a little money on that game last night. I know Paulie did.
If I was a gambler.
If you did, you might have.
Yeah.
Heat, 7.5-point underdogs, but were never threatened. They got up double digits early.
Well, it helps when the Celtics start 0-10.
Well, Jason Tatum turned his ankle on the first play.
First play.
And you can say, oh, excuses. It absolutely impacted him during that game. He got it out.
They even said at the end, they said, well, there's Tyler Hero sitting on the bench, and he hasn't played, and I don't want to hear your excuses.
The Heat have had plenty of injuries. And it's
Jimmy Butler is such a blast to watch. I don't even like watching basketball. He was great.
Really an amazing story. The Miami Heat, the eighth seed, if you'll remember, lost the play-in game, the 7-8 play-in game to the Atlanta Hawks a month and a half ago and faced an elimination game against the Chicago Bulls. They trailed that game going into the fourth quarter. Their season was 12 minutes from being over a month and a half ago. And now here they are going to the NBA Finals against the Denver Nuggets starting on Thursday night in the Mile High City.
And the Nuggets have been sitting on their ass for about 5 days now, waiting.
The Heat will be big underdogs. I saw they say they're giving Denver an 80% chance of winning, but they gave Boston even more of a chance of winning the series against Miami.
We talked about it on Thursday that Adam, our boss, had said, did you guys see what ESPN is giving? Boston was down 3-0 at the time, and he said ESPN is giving them a 42% chance to come back and win the series.
And they weren't totally wrong.
And I said, they're out of their mind. How do I put money on that? That is something I'd like to bet on. Buddy, if they didn't take that thing to a game seven now again, like you said, didn't really show up to play last night. The injury obviously hurt. But, man, they were chucking bricks early. Just chucking three-pointers. Nothing would fall. And everything Jimmy was out of his mind early, and he doesn't take a lot of threes, they said, but boy, he made them count when he did. And I think he scored 28 last night and was the
Caleb Martin.
Yeah, you know, Caleb Martin.
Big shots all game last night for the Heat as well.
That was an interesting scene.
Gives us a possibility. So this has never happened before. NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals are always right around the same time,
yep,
kind of overlapping. No city, no market has ever won both in the same year. Florida Panthers, Miami Heat, both participating this year in the finals. The Florida Panthers will go up against the Vegas Golden Knights, who closed out that series last night against the Dallas Stars
in
with a
style.
6-0 win. Yeah. So game one of the NBA Finals will be Thursday night on ABC 10 here locally. You can watch the entire NBA Finals on Channel 10 here in San Diego. Back to the Padres, though. We mentioned Skip Schumacher coming up and how good the Marlins have been in close games, one-run games. The biggest difference, we talked about it a little bit last week, for me, from last season when the Padres won, 89 games,
yep,
and made it to the NLCS, and this year where they're five games under .500, a third of the way through, simply, clutch hitting and how they're performing in close games, including extra inning games like they had on Saturday where they once again failed to get a runner home from second base in the top of the 10th inning, and then watched as the Yankees walked it off in the bottom of the 10th, dropping the Padres now to 0-5 in extra inning games. They were great last year in extra inning games. I know a lot of fans are going, this is Bob Melvin, this is the manager. It was the same manager who was great in last these year. Situations last year.
Yeah.
It's the same players, essentially.
Pretty much.
Who were great, except you've added Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, if you want to argue that those guys are the problem, you know, get rid of those bums because they're not winning close games that they were winning last year, go ahead and try to make that argument. I don't see those guys as particularly the problem. It simply has not worked out the way it did last year for the Padres this year. And once again, you know, the failures of being able to get runners around and in the extra innings comes back to haunt the Padres on Saturday as they lose a game that looked like they were going to get in New York and keep the momentum going. They won on Friday, obviously. They had the walk-off or the ninth inning home run by Odor on Thursday. They win that one with walk on Saturday. They're going for a sweep on Sunday. You kind of feel like,
all right, we've turned it around.
The season's been turned around.
Yeah.
You win that game on Saturday, we're having a completely different conversation, even after a loss yesterday. I think we're having a completely different conversation about this team. We're talking about they're heading in the right direction. They fixed what's ailed them. They got that win close late. You know, it's been a great road trip, 4-2 instead of 3-3. Wow, how these little close games and extra inning games make
killing
such
us.
A huge difference in the season.
Absolutely killing us right now. Waka, again, pitched his ass off. He pitched his tail off on Saturday. Ben, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 0 walks, struck out 4. 3-0 with a 2.41 ERA and 41 innings. It's his last 7 starts, Ben. He's been unbelievable. Again, not a lot of run support. Severino was very good as well. But, yeah, that those late innings start to creep and the panic sets in. And I know that that Bomel got called to the carpet a little bit by some fans. I've had some people DMing me about it. Like, why is Austin Nola pinch hitting there? It's pretty simple. He was pinch hitting there to bunt. That's what he was supposed to do. He didn't get the job done. Then Rizzo is standing on top of him, and they're like, all right, butcher boy one, swing away. There's a massive hole to the right side. He's not the guy you want up there in that situation to do that.
He went the other way.
He went the other way. Just got
under it a little bit instead of on top of it.
And didn't get the runner over. And it's just another lack of execution scene for the San Diego Padres.
I do actually have a different bone to pick with Bomel from that game, though. I'll get to that. First, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. Still have a couple of days left in May to qualify for the Vegas getaway. Little River Band tickets, if you want to call and face Woods in our musical trivia challenge here in about 2 minutes, give us a call right now, 833-288-0973. Italian Paul standing by on the phones right now, so dial us at 833-288-0973. Get in to play our game right now. So I was listening to that game on Saturday. I told you my friend Scott was in town. We're playing golf. He's a big Yankees fan, has always been a Yankees fan. And it's the extra innings. It's the bottom of the 10th inning. Padres had failed to score. The Yankees have runners at first and third with one out after they move the runner over.
Yes.
And Scott, the Yankees fan, goes,
walk him.
Why aren't they walking the bases loaded to create the force at home plate?
You already
with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
You already put a guy on, right?
Correct.
To set up the double play. How did they get? They bunted.
First and third. And they forced the guy at second. So they had first and third.
I was with you. Why would you put the first guy on to set up outs everywhere? The second, the trail runner means nothing. The guy on third is the only guy that matters.
At the very least, even if you don't get the double play, you've got the easier force at home if there's a grounder.
You don't have to play in
quite as much if that's the case. You're still in,
but
it's not like we need to get a tag play at the plate.
No, it's halfway.
And
you can roll it.
He, as a Yankees fan, goes, I think you're making a mistake. You should load the bases. Now, you walk the next guy and force in the run. That's a problem. But Nick Martinez doesn't walk a ton of guys.
No.
He's got pretty good control.
He can also get you ground ball.
He gets you the ground ball that you're looking for.
So that's what they were thinking. Kiner-Falefa's not that great of a hitter.
I forget who was up after Kiner-Falefa. Maybe it was a matchup situation. But I truly think in those scenarios, you're better off
just
creating the force at home plate and taking your chances there.
I thought so, too.
You get a home-to-first double play. Hey, you get a sharp grounder at the shortstop. You can turn the regular double play still. You don't take away any options. You just give your defense
one more,
a little more wiggle room, a little more chance. But instead, I mean, would it have mattered? I don't know. Well, obviously, Connor Falefa got the hit. I have no idea what would have happened with the next guy had they walked him, but they end up losing in that situation, and I wonder if that was a strategic blunder by Bob Melvin in the bottom of the 10th inning there against the Yankees on Saturday.
Yeah, and I wondered the exact same thing, and I was kind of yelling at the TV, you just did it. You just set up a force. Makes no sense now after you got after they gave you a free out with the sacrifice. Do it. Absolutely do it. Put that guy on. Hindsight being 20/20. You take your chances, I guess, with Isaiah Kiner Falefa.
Yeah, hindsight,
not been great,
yes. But I wasn't even the one first guessing.
It was the Yankees fan
who didn't want the Padres to do well who was telling me, I think you guys are making a mistake here. And it turned out to be true. So I thought that carried a little more weight. It's one thing when, yeah, we're losing again. It's easy to blame the manager for a bad decision. When the opponent is calling your manager out and going, I think your guy's making the wrong call here. That stood out to me on Saturday.
Yeah, that was that jumped off the page at me as well. And but again, it goes back to not being able to get that runner in, seemingly ever, from second base in that extra innings. All that says to me is you better tell these guys you're going to need to win it in regulation, because I have zero faith that we're going to be able to get it done in extra innings. I mean, it has not happened yet this year. It's uncanny how bad they are in extra innings.
All right, we've talked about losses. We did have a win over the weekend. We can get to that coming up. Right now, though, it is time to play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
And let's welcome Rick in as our first contestant of the week. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Morning, good.
All right, so you've got our musical trivia challenge, 5 questions, head-to-head against Woods. You go first, and Woods, you'll come in. If you can beat or tie him, we'll put you into the drawing last minute here at the end of May for a 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas and tickets to Little River Band, garnering huge chart success, multi-platinum albums in the 70s and 80s. You can see them at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino on August 5th, 2023. So, Rick, your advantage is getting to pick our category today. Here are your choices. Got Lil Rappers, 5 different rappers who all use the diminutive Lil in front of their stage name. Child's Play, 5 song titles or artists with child or children in the name. And a little holdover, It Ends in Love, song titles released in the 1990s, and they all end in the word love. So of those 3, Rick, Lil Rappers, Child's Play, or It Ends in Love, 1990s, what would you like to play?
Let's go with It Ends in Love, 1990s.
It Ends in Love. All right, this was a theme a couple of weeks ago. This was our holdover that we didn't use. You get a chance at it. All of today's songs were released in the 1990s, and all the titles end in the word love. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. We'll start with the 2-second song, Italian Paul. We'll play a little music for you. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point, and we'll go from there. Rick, are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Italian Paul, you're ready? Your time begins when Frank plays the music. Good luck, Rick. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
All right, which song was Tupac's comeback single following his release from prison? You hear it every Wednesday morning here on Ben and Woods.
Pass.
One of the biggest hits for Heavy D and the Boys was which 1991 song that was a cover of a 1970 song by the OJs?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan spent a night at the Roxbury with which 1993 hit by Hathaway?
Oh, man. Pass.
Directed by David Fincher, the music video for which 1990 Billy Idol hit uses several clips from the movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, where it was featured on the soundtrack.
Can you repeat that one?
Directed by David Fincher, the music video for which 1990 Billy Idol hit uses several clips from the movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, where it was featured on the soundtrack. Time is up. Sorry, Rick.
I'm going to hang up.
Yeah, you're not going to win this one. That's okay. Let me give the answers out. Well, you know what? We'll just let Woods give the answers when he comes in because you didn't get any of those. Thanks for playing, Rick. Woodsy, why don't you come back in? I know he's going to win this one, but we'll see how he does. And we'll give everyone a second chance to go through our category today. All right, Woods, reset our two-second song, 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Italian Paul plays the music. Good luck. Oh. Let's take on Rick.
Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
Correct. Which song was Tupac's comeback single following his release from prison? You hear it every Wednesday morning here on Ben and Woods.
California Love.
Correct. One of the biggest hits for Heavy D and the Boys was which 1991 song that was a cover of a 1970 song by the OJs?
Now That We've Found Love.
Correct. Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan spent a night at the Roxbury with which 1993 hit
What
by
Is Love?
Correct. Directed by David Fincher, the music video for which 1990 Billy Idol hit uses several clips.
Cradle of Love.
Correct. Todd, any even need to finish the question. Ooh. And that is the 5 for 5. That's the kind of performance we're looking for. You are red hot on this game right now.
I think I've gone 5 for 5 like the last few.
Yeah. Rick didn't get any, so it was a wipeout today on Take on Woods.
It's all right, thanks for playing.
It can all turn just like a baseball season. Everything can turn in a day.
Sorry about it, Rick. Thanks for playing, though. I really appreciate it.
All right.
I love Cradle of Love, by the way.
Well, I knew you'd get The Cure. You just went to the
concert. Oh, incredible. Incredible show.
Like just over a week ago.
Yep.
I knew you'd get California Love. We play it for Adam Jones every Wednesday morning. I wasn't sure about the other ones.
Now
but
that we found love, we hate that song. Do. And I hate What Is Love. I hate that one. But
Baby, don't
Cradle of Love by Billy Idol. Scratches the itch.
All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next, and then Skip Schumacher at the bottom of the hour. Woods, something you don't have to worry about anymore.
Burner
responding
accounts.
To people on Twitter that are criticizing.
Yeah. Are they criticizing me?
No. Oh. Well, I don't. They may or may not be.
Probably.
You'll never know.
I will never know. I do not have a burner.
Plus, a little premature celebration over the weekend, and a great doo-doo this story as well. It's all coming up when we come back after a check of traffic. More Ben and Woods coming up here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Enjoying Gwen and Chris at Henry's Pub starting at 2 p.m. this Friday as they broadcast live leading up to the Padres taking on the Cubs. Henry's Pub located at 618 Fifth Avenue downtown. They're giving away Padres tickets, 4 packs of tickets to SeaWorld, and tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Snapdragon Stadium.
Yes.
All right, I'll start Don't Do This today. Hey, when you plan a wedding months and months in advance, you can't really have any idea that your team is going to be playing that night in the playoffs.
Especially if you're a Heat fan.
Exactly.
I would say that's fair.
Yeah, they were not playing particularly well probably when this wedding was planned. But a group of Miami Heat fans were attending a wedding on Saturday night, Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Very dramatic game at the end.
Tip in.
Jimmy Butler was fouled, made three free throws with 3 seconds left to give the Heat a one-point lead on the verge of clinching the NBA Finals. Well, this video went viral on Saturday night on social media. Guy was filming the wedding party as people were kind of gathered around, just watching it on a phone, just streaming it on a phone, the last play for the Boston Celtics. And what you see is, you know, Boston inbounds the ball. You see a three-point attempt go off the rim, and then the phone kind of drops, and everyone just goes crazy. We actually have the audio of what was going on at that wedding. Don't foul. Don't foul. Defense. Defense. Then they all celebrate.
We must have won.
Because they see the shot not go in, and then no one keeps watching the phone.
Oh, no.
As the Celtics, with 0.1 seconds left, tip the ball in. The whole wedding party is going crazy. All these Heat fans think they have won and are going to the NBA Finals. And instead, cheering, let's go Heat. They're all around the dance floor at the reception, all thinking they have won the game. At some point, a few minutes later, someone tells them, no, the Celtics won the game.
We lost that game.
You thought they won, but the Heat didn't win. I guess all's well that ends well for the wedding party. They just had to wait two more days. Then they got to see the entire game, presumably on Monday night, as their team actually clinched and went to the NBA Finals.
You know, the opposite of that happened to me this weekend when it was Thursday, and I was at the beach with the boys, but I was listening to the Padres game, and had a chance to get some guys on there in the ninth, and Odora was coming up, and my wife and I were texting. She was in New York, and I wrote her, I have the screenshot if you wanted to see it. I said, Padres blow.
Oops.
And honestly, 3 seconds later, Rougned Odor hits that home run, and I wrote back, NM. Never mind. She wrote back, LOL. It was just like that. I did the premature celebration.
Yeah, I saw Bill Shaken from the LA Times tweeted, oh, Padres are now just a half game ahead of the Rockies. I'm like, well, they were almost a half game. They actually didn't lose. And he goes, I could swear game day said the game was over.
The game was over. It certainly felt like it. We have not talked about that game yet. We will. Always an interesting scene. Happens a lot in the NBA when somebody creates a burner account. You know, oftentimes if you have a burner account, it's a way to go and you can defend yourself via a burner account. If you see someone defending me a lot on social media, since I'm not on Twitter anymore, it's not me. I don't have an account. I have not looked at Twitter in weeks, so it's not me doing it. NBA referee here by the name of Eric Lewis, longtime NBA referee. He is now subject to a league investigation after allegations about his use of a burner account on social media. Now, not against the rules, Ben, to have a burner account. If you're an NBA referee, an NBA player, it's not against the rules. Hard to prove. It is, though, however, against the rules to go in and make comments about referees, the way that they're reffing a game, etc. Look, somebody did some digging on this. The name was Cutliff Blair. It posted several tweets that raised suspicions, and it was basically somebody called the league office, ratted this guy out, and then wanted to remain anonymous after it happened.
I think this is officials that's tweeting under a false name.
Yep, and so this guy's brother came out and said, no, it's not him, it's me, maybe to cover his ass. Here's the thing. If he does, he was defending himself, basically. And it would make sense, a brother going on to defend, you know, his brother, the referee, but they have not gotten to the bottom of it yet. If he does get popped for this, he'll be know, he'll get fined or something.
They're like a Phillies.
Yeah, there was the
general manager, and then his wife.
His wife was on there. Yeah. Kevin Durant admitted to using a burner many years ago. It happens. Yeah, Brian Colangelo had to resign after his burner Twitter account was unearthed. It was criticizing Joel Embiid. Like, that is... If A.J. Preller had a burner and was ripping Austin Nola on Twitter, yeah, he would probably lose his job. So, but yeah, people were... Obviously, the NBA, the players had a lot of fun with it. LeBron James tweeted about it. Beverly.
I can understand if you're a referee. You know you can't ever say anything.
No.
Seems like a burner might be a good way to get out some of that.
But it's so easy.
Frustration that you can, you know, hide behind the anonymity of it all.
Yeah, it would be... it's too easy to raise the flags.
Finally, a little doo-doo this for a Tuesday. And really great story from the south side of Chicago. Obviously, Liam Hendricks, who has been out after battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, making his comeback last night for the Chicago White Sox against the Los Angeles Angels in his return to the major leagues.
Well, how about this? Moments ago, Liam Hendricks... 3 of cancer, jogs out of the bullpen, less than 5 months after being diagnosed. What a moment.
Amazing.
Very,
after the game,
cool.
Hendricks said, definitely emotional. It was humbling going out there, seeing the amount of people wearing my shirts, the amount of people having signs or flags or anything like that.
Hold up.
The amount of people that were chanting.
You're not doing it. And the accent.
Oh.
He's Australian.
I don't want to make... it's such a nice
start
moment.
Over.
It was definitely emotional. It was humbling going out there and seeing the amount of people wearing my shirts, the amount of people having signs or flags or anything like that, the amount of people that were chanting when I came into the game,
so
said
much
Liam Hendricks.
You've gotten so much better
with the Chicago
time into
White
the
Sox.
Game. It was fantastic. You're really... have done a wonderful job
you.
On your Australia. You've come so far.
Thank you
from
so much.
The first time we did this back at the old station, and you sounded terrible.
I know. Well,
and that is like we can play. Now we can now play a game. Is it Ben or is it Liam? If we play quotes,
no, it didn't go perfectly. He gave up a couple of runs in a 6-4 loss.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Just it was
the
pretty
fact
cool
that he was back was incredible.
Came in first pitch, 96 mile an hour heater, just. Right down the middle. Very, very cool story. And
it was great being out there. I felt good. I felt strong.
Now you're doing an Irish accent.
Out there. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to get the 2-strike pitch where I wanted it.
That's more David Faraday than Liam Hendricks. But your first one was really, really good.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Old friend alert. Skip Schumacher, manager of the Miami Marlins, getting ready to take on the Padres the next 3 days. We'll rejoin the Ben and Woods program when we return on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tower 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Hint Water. Delicious fruit-infused water with zero sugar or diet sweeteners. Hint! Water with a touch of true fruit flavor. More than 25 delicious flavors in stores or at hintwater.com. I'm always amazed when a Major League Baseball skipper, knowing how busy they are,
yes,
will give us a few minutes. So let's get right out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We are joined by our friend, the manager of the Miami Marlins, hosting the Padres for three games this week. Skip Schumacher back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. It is Skip. It's great to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on again, guys. I always have time for you. You guys know
that. Oh, what a sweet, sweet angel.
Nice.
Sweet angel.
Nice.
Sweet. He's so confident right now. You got the guys playing so well. Just swept the Angels and Shohei and all that. I mean, all right. What's the secret sauce? How are you doing this?
We need to know.
there's no secret sauce. You guys know how this season goes. It's long, and you go through ups and downs, and we had a really good series. We had a really tough series to series before in Colorado, so it was nice to come home from a road trip at 500, 5-5.
So one of the things the Marlins have done well, one-run games. I think you guys set a record going 12 or 13-0 to start the season. You have the best record in one-run games. The Padres, meanwhile, have, I think, the second-worst record at 3-9. They do say that managers can only do so much, but if you want to see how a manager's doing, look at the team's record in one-run games, the little tiny differences. Do you subscribe to that theory at all, Skip?
Of course he does.
Right now I do.
Absolutely.
I do think that, I mean, I think the old adage, if you show me a good manager, I'll show you a good bullpen, or show me a good bullpen, I'll show you a good manager. I think that's what's been happening in those one-run games. Our bullpen has been really, really good. We have some left-right matchups that we really, really like, and it worked out, especially early in the season. So a couple comeback wins. Soler's been really hot. Some big hits, in those late games, and it makes managers look good when they have those big hits at the right time.
So what's it like, we talked to you early in the season. I mean, you really didn't even, I don't even think you'd managed a game yet, Skip, when we last caught up with you. What's it like now being in the big chair day to day? And I know you've been around enough dugouts and know this game inside and out, but what is it like to be in the manager's office and you got to deal with ego and you got to deal with disappointment and guys not performing or guys performing really well? Like what's been the biggest kind of challenge for you, the biggest difference from being a bench coach to a manager?
Well, I think the bench coach, everybody's your best friend. I think people want to come up to you and talk about, what manager decisions and why did they do this and what, playing time and that type of stuff. And, covering the manager's blind spots and making sure everything's going okay in the clubhouse. Cause you don't always know what's going on, as a manager in the clubhouse, because, at times guys are afraid to come into that office. And I try to make that not the case in our clubhouse, but when you have that title, it just kind of comes with the territory. So I think the biggest adjustment for me was just blending in, the front office, building relationships with, analytics and our new staff. We had 7 new coaches on our staff, from last year. So just kind of building those relationships, because that's what it's all about. It's about communication. Players just want to know where they're at. Staff wants to know where they're at. The front office and analytic groups, they want to be part of it. And so I think just blending in, that type of stuff and having alignment, top to bottom has been the biggest challenge early on. And I think we're getting really, really close to where we want to be.
Talking to Marlins manager, friend of the program, Skip Schumacher here on Ben and Woods. And here in San Diego, we've watched Bob Melvin deal with the early season failures and, you know, trying to say that message that, hey, it's a long season. We got to stay consistent. We got to, you know, there's time. We got to get going. But you're the opposite right now. If the season ended today after a third of the season, the Marlins would be one of the wild card teams and, you know, heralded as one of the success stories of baseball. So how do you deal with success as a manager? Because I imagine that's just as important as dealing with failure as well.
Well, you said it. It's a third of the season. So there's 100 games left plus. So we have a long way to go. It's a good start, but, you know, you know how this thing is. You guys can go on a run. You know, Padres can go on a run, a two-week run, and all of a sudden you're in the top of the division, and you guys have the talent to do that. Yes, we had a good two months. Sure, you know, I'd take where we're at, two games over 500 right now, and, you know, we feel pretty good where we're at, and we've had some big injuries with Jazz and a couple other guys that have been out for a while, and we've stayed afloat. So it's been really good and kind of tested our depth, which, you know, maybe we didn't have last year. So Kim in the front office did a really good job of identifying what we needed just in case injuries did happen. But, you know, I don't think, you know, there's guys are thinking that we won the division or we're going to the playoffs just yet. I mean, it's not June yet. So we have to, you know, stay the course, just like I'm sure all the other teams are doing, and not thinking that we have this thing all figured out just yet.
You know, one of the most surprising things, and I was texting with you earlier in the season, and I think Sandy, in his first start, went out and just shoved and was like, man, how nice for you to be able to pencil that guy in every fifth day. And he hasn't been typically Sandy Alcantara-like this year. He's had some really good games, and he's had some struggles a little bit. What's that like as a skipper going, all right, man, I got to get this guy going, and tell us just a little bit more about him. I'm fascinated by that guy, the human being.
Well, first, Sandy is, no one's more pissed off than Sandy about his start, and you can ask him. He's frustrated. You know, he's not going to give you any excuses. I will say that the WBC was a game changer.
Yeah.
As great as it was for a lot of these guys and the game, you know, just watching, and, you know, I went to a couple of the games. It was an amazing venue and event for Major League Baseball and the fans. It really, the players really suffered in their preparation going into the season because they had to ramp up at different times when they weren't used to, where they weren't used to doing hitters and player and pitchers. You see a lot of pitchers right now that were in the WBC who have not gotten off to great starts. So it's taken a little bit of time, and they've had to ramp up and differently than what they've been used to. So I think you'll see a different version of Sandy the next 30 starts, or, you know, a little bit less now than maybe the first few starts. But the good news is all the characteristics and everything are there. It's just been kind of the, you know, the location and, you know, where he's like to have pitched the, you know, the slider fastball at certain times, and it's kind of hurt him. As far as the work ethic, Woodsy, like, this guy's, you guys have been around Musgrove and those guys, yep, who are relentless with their preparation. He's that. He's top of the food chain. He's the 1%. He's a self-motivator, the growth mindset, wants to get better, not content. And he wants to put in the work, and he wants to be, you know, the best in the game. And that doesn't just happen by, you know, going out there and pitching every 5 days. It's the work in between, and he's got that.
Yeah, it's interesting. The WBC seems so out of mind now, so yeah, long ago, but we talked about the same thing with Juan Soto struggling to adjust to the new rules. Yu Darvish pitched, Manny Machado getting off to a slow start. Now, Juan Soto has come around and is absolutely mashing. I'm sure you've done a little bit of scouting on your former team that you served as a coach for. Any observations on the San Diego Padres as you get ready to face them this series, Skip?
Yeah, Tatis is a freak. He's really, really good, and I'm happy for him. You know, everything that he went through, and you know, I'm just proud of him that he, you know, how he's gone about it, and he's still the same freak that he was before everything happened and the surgeries. And you know, I love that kid, and I wish nothing for the best. But the best for him, except for the next 3 days. you know, a lot happened to him, you know, even, you know, all the other stuff, but, you know, now he's playing right field. You know, we, yeah, You know, when I was there, we thought he was going to be our shortstop.
Playing it pretty well, too.
Yeah, he is.
And he's doing really well. I mean, he's got the stat cat. I look every time I turn on TV, he's like another guy that 100-mile-an-hour, you know, throw that guy out at third. So there's a lot of really good things going on there. Super talented team, but the guy that I'm most proud of, obviously I love Jake and Musgrove and those guys that have been there forever, but, you know, I'm just proud of how Toddy's responded.
Yeah, it's been fun to see, you know, and there's a lot of talk nationally about it, and there was a lot of hubbub about what went on in New York this weekend and him kind of doing the symphony out in right field. And, you know, it's something I wanted to ask you about. I mean, you played with guys that have put themselves, Skip, in the same situation as Tatis, because a lot of the wounds were self-inflicted, and he knows that. And all you can do is be better than you were yesterday. That's it. That's all any of us can do. And he's really done that, and he's backing it up with his play a lot as well. So, where do you stand on him going out to right field and giving it back to fans a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, life is about how you bounce back, right? You know, what happens when you face some adversity, and he's taken it head on. I mean, he's run to the storm, not from it, right? And that's what I think I'm just proud of him doing, right? He's accepted what he's done, and there's some play with the fans. As long as it's not distracting from you and playing and, you know, the team and that type of stuff, and you're not now all of a sudden kicking balls or you're, you know, MFing the fans or whatever it is. I mean, he's playing along. At the end of the day, like, you know, a lot of these players, we're entertainers. I mean, you're coming to watch a game and be entertained. And I think there's a fine line of, you know, how you go about it and what you do. I'll always have Toddy's back. So I'm okay with the stuff that he's doing.
I wanted to ask you too about another couple of players on your team. Luis Arraez is ungodly. I mean, his bat to ball, insane, hitting .376. One of the best hitters I've seen in many, many years. And I know, you know, these days, Skip, it is a, they say, well, you know, he's just a slap hitter and just a singles guy. For a manager to pencil in a guy that's going to be on base 2 to 3 times a game, has got, and just, you know, out there running the bases as well as he does as well. That's been pretty incredible. And then Jorge Soler is a guy that's bounced around a little bit. Like you said, if I'm, you know, Bob Melvin and his staff today, I'm like, all right, well, you know, Arraez is going to be on, so don't let Soler beat you. Those guys have been incredible.
Yeah, I took a lot of heat, and I'm going to take even more heat right now when I say it on this radio show, but the guy he reminds me of the most is Tony Gwynn, which is going to sound crazy, but his bat-to-ball skill is insane. And it's not just this year. It's been his career. And if you look at his overall numbers, where Tony started and he started, it's crazy similar. And I'm not saying he's Tony Gwynn, so I don't want to get heat with all that stuff. But it reminds me of the bat to ball skill of, like, he's going to look at a hole and he's going to look at the pitcher and be like, I'm going to hit it in that hole. And there hasn't been a ton of coverage on him because it's not home run, right? Like, everybody loves to see the home run, but I don't think there's anybody that wants to see Arraez up with a guy on second, third, and two outs.
Nope.
Right. That's the guy you want up, because you know, he's going to put in play. He does not punch out, and he's going to hit it hard. Righty, lefty, velo, it doesn't matter. The thing that no one's really talked about either is how good he's been at second base. We had to change him from first to second, and he's been lights out. So, I'm, we didn't know what we were going to do defensively up the middle. There's some question marks, and he's been really, really good. So, you know what? Defense just takes – it's all about work ethic if you're willing to put in the work, and he is that. And Soler is – he's been a huge bright spot. You know, we don't have a lot of slug on our team, and he's become a complete hitter and middle of the order of the bat that we just so desperately needed.
Now, the Padres have slug. They don't have the guy who drives in runners from second and third right now with runners in scoring position. So, be an interesting matchup this week. Skip, it's great catching up with you. We really appreciate your time. Good luck after the next 3 days, and hopefully we'll catch up with you when you guys make the return trip to Petco Park later this year.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Skip Schumacher, manager of the Miami Marlins, and our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Transitions well into something I wanted to talk about in our second half of the program, and that is Fernando Tatis Jr. and where he stands now, a third of the way through the season. You just mentioned it, making his way through New York. And what about those comments from Skip Schumacher? I think there's still some
some doubts even among Padres fans about what Fernando, you know, obviously he's an incredibly gifted player. But, you know, in terms of what kind of team player and everything that he is and how he's going to handle, you know, post-steroid suspension baseball, to hear that from an old-school guy like Skip Schumacher, yeah, I think that says a lot.
Well, and the point that he made of, look, have your fun. Absolutely. Number one, you got to back it up with your play on the field. Number two, don't let it become a distraction, and I don't think he has. What's he supposed to do? You know, what's he supposed to do? He screwed up. They gave him a suspension. He served his suspension. Should he go out and hang his... Does he have to stand there and just wear it? I think there are probably people that feel that he does. But he's also a kid having fun playing the greatest game in the world. I don't want to take that away from him. I want him to have fun. Because a sad, mopey, down on himself Tatis, which we've seen before when he was 22 years old, we've seen that. That's not good for anyone. Let him have his fun. He served his time. How long does he have to do time? Right? Like, he served every second of his suspension. Didn't get a break on it. You know, no good behavior. He served every day and missed a playoff run, potential World Series run. Sucked for him. Those dark nights of him watching his team play and win without him, that's punishment enough for taking cluster ball, in my opinion. He's got a long career ahead of him. Let him have his fun. I have no problem with it.
Want to talk more about Fernando Tatis Jr. getting some reaction from players. When you're in New York, the spotlight is always brighter, yeah, especially at Yankee Stadium. So a lot of people talking about, you know, how Fernando Tatis comported himself over the weekend. Get to that in the second half of Ben and Woods coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.